Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 16th chapter of the book of Judges, we get the story of Samson and Delilah. You may remember that Samson was the long-haired Israelite warrior who was a terror to the Philistines. And so the Philistines collaborated with Delilah, Samson's heartthrob, if you will. And this is the story that follows. It says, "The lords of the Philistines came to Delilah and said to her, 'Coax Samson. Coax Samson and find out what makes his strength so great and how we may overpower him so that we may bind him in order to subdue him. And we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver.'" So the story goes on from there, and you can't read the entire story of Samson and Delilah and not feel, frankly, as if Samson got exactly what he deserved. Read it and you'll understand what I'm saying. Samson's relationship was totally based on lies. And the thing is, he knew it. Delilah knew it, and the Philistines were counting on it. Three times Delilah tried to trick Samson into giving himself up to the Philistines, and three times Samson overlooked the transgression. So his lust for Delilah, well, I don't even think it was love, his lust for Delilah overwhelmed his better judgment, assuming he had the capacity for better judgment in the first place, which read the story and you'll question yourself. But at the end of the story, Samson looks like a bald, broken fool. Now, there are many reasons why we might be tempted to overlook the failings of someone we are attracted to. We may excuse the lies, the hurtful words, and even the abusive actions of someone with whom we feel we're in love. But here's the thing. True love does not lie, nor does it abuse. And a harmful, offensive partner or spouse should not be forgiven without evidence of real repentance. We're all tempted to be fools for love and lust at times, but let us not be fools for life. So the question I want you to wrestle with is this: do you overlook the lies and careless behavior of someone you love? And if so, why? Let's pray. Lord, if we truly love someone, if we believe that person loves us, then deceit should have no place in that relationship. Now, Lord God, surely we fail in our efforts to love to the best of our ability from time to time, but a pattern of lies, a pattern of hurtful behavior is just unacceptable. Help us not to allow ourselves to be bound up in unhelpful and unhealthy relationships. Grant us the strength to break free from people who would willingly break us down. Lord, we know we make foolish decisions now and again, but more than that, more than anything, we want to enjoy faithful relationships. For this is what we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.